Okay, we're picking up the daily halacha for Chodesh Elul and different halachas. We mentioned last daily halacha we discussed wearing a talis at nighttime. Now we're going to discuss who is ro'ev to be the shliach tzibur. So normally in the Siman and Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Zarichus over there, about different halachas, a lot of different halachas about having a shliach tzibur kavua, that if a kila, they used to not have everybody used to know davening, if a kila would appoint a shliach tzibur, there's many different halachas that the Shulchan Aruch over there discusses in Siman and Gimel. He has to have kolo arev, he has to have zaken megudal, he has to have a beard, and he has to be older. So all these different halachas, so the poskim bring out that really those halachas, since we don't really have a shliach tzibur kavua in 99% of the kehilas, maybe certain ones will hire one for Shabbosim, that may have the din of shatz kavua actually. But basically everyone does not have that halacha nowadays, so we're really mekel except for the slichos and yamim noraim. And the Ramah brings down the slichos and noraim, there we are actually machmir. We try to be machmer lechatchila for the halachas in Shulchan Aruch, and that means that also it has to be someone ideally above the age of 30 also is going to apply, and also to be married. Those are all different halachas that apply lechatchila that should apply to Shliach Tzibur for the slichos. And during like the first day, people usually are machmer, they know to get the chazan, the shul, whatever. But then after that, everyone just like casually picks whoever it is before the davening. However, l'chor, you should be careful to make sure you're picking someone who's yoser hagun v'gadol b'torah ma'isim tovim. That's the best thing to have, and it should ideally be over the age of 30 and be married. Rav Elashev points out if you're in a place like a yeshiva where you know almost all the talmidim, you just the rav doesn't have to daven every single day. The Magid Shir, you could have one of the bachrim who also could be the shliach tzibur, and even if it's not nismal ezekana, that's the lashon of a Shulchan Aruch and Siman and Gimel, that has to be that his beard should start be growing out. That's another qualification. And it's also pointed out that in the Rav Nissen Karel, it's that in slichos nowadays, the ikar is to be ma'ora lev hatzibor in order to make them feel that they're like pouring out their hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that, he says, is the most important thing. If somebody has the voice and the type of kol and nigun that's able to be ma'ora and try to awaken the hearts of the people of the tzibor, that's the most important things. And he said that's even more important than having someone who married, even more important than having someone of the age of 30. If you have like the 16-year-old that has this type of voice that could get everybody to tears, according to Rav Nissen Karel, that would be the best type of chazan, even though with the other qualifications, not as much, because he thinks the ikar point is that they should be ma'or the kila to do tshuva and to pour out their hearts to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. But at the end of the day, the Ramah just points out that as long as it's Marutza Lakal, if people wanted him, if you don't have any of the other qualifications, still fine for him to be the Shliach Tzibur, for him to represent the Kehila. And the Sefer Moedim Zmanim also, he points out that maybe nowadays we don't have to be as machmir for the lachas of the minhag, even within the minhag of the Ramah, to be more machmir by the Yomim Noraim. And slichos things, maybe that's only for Yomim Noraim nowadays, because when it comes to slichos, all the person who's davening does is just say the last line. He doesn't really, he's not motzi the kahal and the piyutim or anything like that. There's one that just the pismon, he does back and forth, but he doesn't think that maybe the halacha is as machbir as the Shulchan Aruch and Mishabura are, the Matifrayim. Maybe that would be a little bit different nowadays because at the end of the day, we just say the last lines, although the Sefer Meirachim asks on this Moedim Azmanim, he says, L'chora, it was the same thing in the times of the Ramah and the Mati Ephraim, and they are as Makbid. L'chora, they didn't have them be motzi them in the Piyutim. L'chora, they also were saying it like we do, and yet the Ramah does recommend that you should have the Chumras of the Shliach Tibor being somebody above the age of 30, married, etc., for Shlichos as well. L'chora, we try to be Makbid L'chachila for all of these things. And it should be pointed out that a Ben Torah who is younger than the age of 30 doesn't have the Zakin, Zakan and Kol Naim, he's still Kadimus for a person who is a Ish Pashut that doesn't necessarily have all these Milas. Therefore, the person who's a Talmud Chacham would take precedence even if he's much younger, doesn't have the other attributes. If a person realizes that there's a machloka, it's going to be from being the Shliach Tzibur, even though there's somebody that's the Lashon of Eino Hagod, is going to be somebody you know is not as, you know, he does Averis, things like that, but to avoid machloka, so apparently, quoted in the Sefer Chassidim, Mishabura seems to quote this also, that would be more important to avoid the machlokas, to have someone you know might be less ro'oi, to avoid machlokas with regards to who should daven for the Almud. That is with regards to that. With regards to an Avel who is in Yud Beis Chodesh, so he actually doesn't daven for the Almud and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. However, for Slichos, he is allowed to daven any of the Slichos if he wants to. That is something that's going to be halachically permissible. And not only that, when a person davens the Slichos for the Almud, the Ramah points out, the minhag is that he also is the Chazan for Shacharis and Mincha. And some even quote that he should be the chazan for the marv before, which is a little difficult because the reason the Hezbollah that I'm going to bring down is that the concept is the mehaskel b'mitzvah omer al gemor. If you start a mitzvah, then you should finish it. So what do I have to do with the marv before the slichos? Why should he have to daven marv before the slichos? That's a little bit difficult. But either way, there is a minhag and there are kehilas that are makbid for this. It doesn't seem to be, from what I see, that so many kehilas are necessarily as makbid nowadays. But that is a minhag that the Ramah quotes. And however, the shu'ut b'nyan shalom already justifies the practice that people aren't as makbid nowadays for this halacha, that a person who davens the amud for slichos should also be the same one who is also going to be davening for the abad. Now, just one more halacha enough with this, is that if a person wakes up very early, so he's saying slichos, let's say at 4 o'clock in the morning, before alos ha-shachar, so you still have to wash your hands after you go to the bathroom, and you can say the bracha of al netilas yadayim at that point. However, if you know yourself, and you know that a lot of, like myself, I know that if a person has to go to the bathroom, he knows he's going to have to go to the bathroom after slichos before shacharis, then better not to hold off on the bracha of al netilas yadayim, and say the bracha of al netilas yadayim at some of the shacharis if you know you're going to have to go to the bathroom. So other halachas about also waking up early is Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama and Birchas HaTorah, you can say, and you should say, before slichos. Now, there's a machlokas, a big machlokas brought down. The Ramah quotes this, the machlokas of Shabura discusses it a little bit, the Gra talks about it, is that are you allowed to say slichos and piyutim derech tacharunim before you say Birchas HaTorah? That Birchas HaTorah is a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You're not allowed to learn any Torah before you say Birchas HaTorah and you wake up in the morning, even if it's before Alos HaShachar. However, if you have a Shenas Keva, if you sleep more than a half hour at night time. However, if I'm saying the tefillah is derech tachrim, I'm saying derech tefillah, it might be that there's more room to be mekel. I'm not saying brichas Torah beforehand. And lechavchila, we're machmer. We definitely say that a person should say brichas Torah before he says any of the slichos and any of the tachnunim, and we are machmer for that. However, the shayla is brought down, is what happens if you get there and they're already up to one of the Yod Gimel Midos and you didn't say brichas Torah yet? Can you just say one of the Hashem Hashems with the tzibur, even though you didn't say brichas Torah? So that, I saw a postgame that are Mekel, and the quoted name of Chaim Kanievsky. Also, he says, quoted by the Chuvah Eshel Yisrael, in that circumstance, you can enter Hashem Hashem, Derech Tachanunim, and be Mekel for the Shitas that say that you can, but that's it. Meaning you should, before you continue saying the Slichos, you should say Brichas Torah, even if you're going to be later now because of the Slichos, we do say that you should say Brichas Torah. However, the rest of Brichas HaShachar, you are allowed to say beforehand, if it's before Alos HaShachar, though, when it comes to the bracha of Nosin Lasech Vivina Lavchem Binyam Malayla, that we are makbid to say after Alos HaShachar. So you should wait till after Alos HaShachar. And okay, Bez Hashem, I guess we'll pick up with some more halachas, what happens after Alos HaShachar and washing your hands. Bez Hashem, and tomorrow's daily halacha.